Welcome to today's World Intelligence Forum. In this brief intelligence session, we are discussing the Internet of Bodies is here, and this is how it will change our lives. This was actually published in 2020. We're just revisiting it for context. And to see how far along we are in this push for the birth of the fourth industrial revolution. In this article, the WEF explores how the Internet of Bodies connects us through fitness trackers and other devices. Imagine collecting physical data via devices that can be implanted, swallowed, or worn. The result? A wealth of health-related data that has the potential to improve human well-being worldwide and play a crucial role in combating the COVID-19 pandemic. Because we must never forget that the COVID-19 pandemic operation was used to further digitalize and rapidly accelerate the digitization and digitalization of the world. However, as with any transformative technology, there are risks and challenges to address, including privacy concerns and practical hurdles. The Internet of Bodies isn't just a futuristic concept. Many people are already connected to it through wearable devices, smartwatches, smart toothbrushes, and even hair brushes allow individuals to track patterns in personal care. I bet some of you out there didn't know that some of your hair brushes contain hidden technology. Anyway, hairbrushes allow individuals to track patterns in personal care and behavior. For health professionals, the IOB, the Internet of Bodies, opens new doors for effective monitoring and treatment. For instance, digital pills with tiny ingestible sensors have been approved by the United States Food and Drug Administration, marking a significant milestone in this field. So we have ingestible tech, as we've spoken about several times on this show. But we'll talk about these things in more detail later. We also have news today that there's some United States intel that reports concerning North Korea's use of chemical weapons. U.S. intel has just sounded the alarm over North Korea's use of chemical weapons. A new U.S. intelligence report published on Monday raised alarms about North Korea's deployment of chemical weapons, among other threats posed by the Hermit Kingdom. The report, an annual worldwide threat assessment from the United States intelligence community, was compiled by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. In it were discussed the recent actions and movements of nations antagonistic to the United States, such as China and Russia, and the state of certain classifications of attack, including nuclear strikes and cyber attacks. Amongst the information contained in the report was a breakdown of North Korea, the intensely isolated and authoritarian East Asian nation known for its frequent threats against South Korea and the United States. At one point, the report noted North Korea for its use of chemical weapons, while discussing the ways in which they are used outside of the state-on-state military operations and might develop in the future. Now, they're talking about North Korea's chemical weapons, but not saying anything about Ukraine's. The chemical weapons experimentation facilities and creation facilities in Ukraine, they're not talking about that. All of it should be talked about, altogether. But anyway, let us move on. During the past decade, state and non-state actors have used chemical warfare agents in a range of scenarios, including the Syrian military's use of chlorine in sarin against opposition groups and civilians, and North Korea and Russia's use of chemical agents in targeted killings. More state actors could use chemicals in operations against dissidents, defectors, and other perceived enemies of the state, protesters under the guise of quelling domestic unrest, or against their own civilian or refugee populations. And there you have it. This concludes today's brief intelligence session, in which we addressed some Fourth Industrial Revolution technologies and a United States intelligence report that came in sounding the alarm over the use of chemical weapons by North Korea. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.